Thank you, Jen. It's 239. This is John Williams. Give me the Dow number again, Jen. Where are we right now on the DJIA? I think she's looking it up over there. She just took her headphones off. Do you have the Dow number again, Jen?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let me grab them here. All right, the Dow's down 453.
Was worse than that, but that's still not good. We'll continue to follow it all the way up to the close. In the meantime, what are we listening to here, Elif? What's this?
This is some Raven Lynae.
No, I knew that. This is Raven Lynae. Pitchfork announced its lineup this week for featuring some of the music. This I like. This sounds pretty good. You a Raven Lynae fan?
I wasn't, but now I think I might be.
Coming around on it, huh? Speaking of the entertainment scene, we reached out to Jason Nathanson from ABC News, the entertainment correspondent. A couple of questions about the Oscars, a couple of questions about movies and TV generally. Hey, Jason, thanks for taking our call. How are you this afternoon?
I was digging that Raven Lynae. That's good stuff. I never heard that before.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Raven Lynae and some indie soul pop there or something. Ryan Seacrest is in the news. He is now caught up in the sexual harassment allegations, and he's kind of a regular at the Oscars on the red carpet. My understanding is maybe they will pull him off the carpet. What are you hearing about that?
E! Right now is sticking by him. E! Of course is the channel where he does the pre-show for the Oscars for them and, you know, interviews all the celebrities on the red carpet and has done that for years. Right now they say that there's no plan to take him off of that. And Kelly Ripa stood by him this morning also on their show. They haven't talked much about everything that's going on, but she did, and she didn't talk specifically about everything that's going on, but she did say, "I can't wait to see you there at the Oscars. I'm very excited. And I just want you to know you're a privilege to work with, and I adore you. I know what a professional, great person you are, and I feel very, very blessed to work with you." So that's putting her stamp of approval that says, hey, Ryan Seacrest is good. But it'll be interesting to see because these allegations against him, they surfaced months ago. He was cleared in an investigation by E. He says he didn't do it. And they came back again this week because the person making them gave more specifics. And the specifics are pretty, you know, gross stuff. Him grabbing, you know, doing what the president said, and grinding on a woman. This is what she says. He denies it. And some people are saying, look, I might not just want to talk to Ryan Seacrest at the Oscars on Sunday. Maybe, some of the publicists are saying, maybe we steer my client past Ryan Seacrest and we go to one of the many other outlets that are there.
You have any sense of how credible it is? I mean, you know, in some of these instances, the Harvey Weinsteins, the totality of them speaks for themselves. And some of them seem to be very specific. And some of these men have admitted that they did it. And then others are flat out denying. And I'm suggesting that they're not all the same. I wonder what box I should put Ryan Seacrest in.
Well, you know, you have the Matt Lauers and the Charlie Roses and the Louis C.K.'s who immediately said, yeah, there's credibility to what's being yep. said against me. There were multiple allegations. With Ryan Seacrest, there's one. He says no, and he says this person has accused me of horrible things, tried to buy her silence by asking for money on multiple occasions. I refused. So he's saying it's a shakedown situation. She's saying no, this happened, and gave specifics and gave witnesses as well to some of her complaints and some of her accusations. So it really is at this point just that he said, she said, and we don't know where it stands. But we do know in terms of the response that we've seen from some people, Seacrest is not saying, yeah, there's truth to this. He's outright denying it. So I think that gives people in the entertainment industry who work with him, like Kelly Ripa, like American Idol, like E, to say, okay, we're going to stand by him for now until something, you know, more tangible proof comes out.
Is this going to be a big hashtag Me Too Oscars?
You know, there'll be some discussion of that for sure. It has to be. This is the year that that happens, and every year it seems there is something that we do talked about. We talked about Oscars So White, you know, a couple of years ago, and we've seen this year, it's definitely the Me Too and the Time's Up has been the thing that we've been talking about since the Golden Globes. Now, there's been some time since the last televised award show,
yeah,
which I believe was the SAG Awards, and that was in January. And then we had the whole month of February where people weren't talking about awards. They were talking about Olympics and things like that. So it seems like there's been a little distance from that. But It'll still be a focus. Jimmy Kimmel says he's still, you know, he's going to talk about it. It's going to be part of his monologue. He's going to make some jokes and make some comments, and I'm sure the people who have been winning awards and talking about it all season will continue to do so because this is the biggest stage of all of them.
I don't mind them being relevant, but and it's not like these issues are not irrelevant, but if they gave us a breather on Donald Trump or even on this movement and just let us laugh and enjoy the movies and the dresses and the hairdos, I would be okay with that. That may sound like an antiquated view, but if ever you wanted a little escapism, it is these days. And then I wonder if the Oscars are going to give us a break or not.
Well, if history is any kind of judge, we all expected last year there to be a lot of political talk. In the speeches and in Kimmel's monologue, because remember that was just when after the election, and everybody was really fired up and everything. And by the time the Oscars rolled around, that wasn't the case. There was a comment here or there, but there really wasn't that much political talk. So we'll see if this year that remains to be the case, and people do focus on the movies and what's going on and the glamour and glitz of Hollywood.
Jason, I just saw the list of stuff that's in the swag bag worth $100,000. I was under the impression everybody got it, but it just goes to the best director nominees, actor and actress nominees, maybe supporting. I think they hand out 26 of these $100,000 bags.
I want to be very careful about this. This is not an official Oscar swag bag. There is no such thing. They stopped doing that years ago. Any company, and this is what I assume you're referencing,
yeah.
Any company can give a bag of stuff to nominees, and that's what they're doing. They put together a bag. They've got their stuff out there. We basically stopped reporting on this stuff because there's nothing official about it. Any company can put together trips and Botox and puppies and whatever they want to put in this bag, which is what they're doing. But it has no tie whatsoever to the Oscars.
Mm. And some of the companies actually pay to be in that famous $100,000 bag that people love to marvel at, which makes it really just it's a marketing ploy is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is. And then, I mean, a lot of the people I talk to, by the way, who get these bags, they just give them away. They give them away to their assistants. They give them away to their employees. They give them away to friends and family. They don't actually use this stuff.
Next week's premiere of the TV show Heathers has been delayed. Why did they delay the premiere of the Heathers?
It has. This is the show is going to be based, or it still is, based on the 80s movie, which you may remember, starring Winona Ryder and, you know, very fun, dark, cult hit comedy. And this show was coming back, and it's set in high school, and it's, again, a dark, dark comedy, which involves bullying and school violence and guns as well, and gun violence and murder. And this is not the best time to be putting out a show involving a high school and murder. So Paramount Network, who is running the show and who produced the show, they said, you know what, they read the room, they read the situation and said, let's take a little breather on this. Let's put it out later this year, maybe when all the conversation about guns and schools and stuff like that dies down. They say, out of respect for the victims and families of the Parkland school shooting, the series will be delayed until later this year.
I wonder which way the pendulum's going to swing on that or if it's going to move at all. But the idea that the good guy or the rogue citizen takes his gun or the cop does and blam, 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 shoot, 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 shoots, and the bad guys go down and the problem is solved. That's a lot of TV and movies made in America. I wonder if that's going to be rethought as a result of this.
Well, they've tried to steer the conversation, some people have, to guns and violence on television and said, hey, look, it's usually a deflection from guns being the problem. They say, hey, look, it's not guns that are the problem. It's our society. It's these things, the video games and the culture as well. And we've seen that here. It doesn't seem to be getting as much of a push as the regulations to do stuff with guns and what the kids from Parkland are talking about. That seems to be getting the most noise and the most attention right now. But if we're really looking at solutions and we want to look at everything, that's one of the things to look at. There certainly is a lot of violence and there's a lot of stuff like that. But as some people will say, our culture is one of the biggest exports. It's not the biggest exports of America. And around the world, people are watching all of our stuff, which is full of all of our violence.
Yeah.
Playing our video games.
Yeah.
All of our violence. And it's still not happening in those places.
Well, those kids from Parkland are amazingly articulate and mature and intelligent. Their media savvy skills are off the charts for teenagers, don't you think?
I would agree with you 100%, and I wouldn't be surprised. I have no knowledge of this whatsoever, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was some tie-in with the Oscars on Sunday, if the either the kids show up, or you know, if at the very least somebody's going to mention them or talk about them.
I follow one of the kids now. I'm one of 400,000 followers of one of those kids who was an anonymous teenager 2 weeks ago and is now one of the biggest presences on Twitter and is engaging with celebrities and network news anchors. And frankly, it's a little much. I really don't wish that for him. And some of them are in fights that they aren't fighting that well, but their celebrity status is amazing right now.
Well, and it's all about what you do once you're thrust into the spotlight through, for many of them, no choice of their own. It's what you do with that time and what you do with your platform now. And that's what a lot of people say to celebrities. Well, you know, so they'll say, shut up, you're talking too much about politics. And a lot of them I'll talk to, just talking to Oprah this last weekend, who's in A Wrinkle in Time, and she was doing press for that, and she, you know, talked about how she has a platform, and she would be remiss if she didn't use her platform to fight for things that she believes in.
Yeah, I got to go. How good is that movie, though, Wrinkle in Time? We all love the book. I'm a little disappointed by what I've seen in the trailers. Is the movie good?
I cannot talk about I'm under embargo as far as reviews go until March 7th. So if you want to talk about it then, I'll be happy to.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call you March 8th, all right? It's nice to talk to you, Jason. Thanks for your time.
All right, take care.